Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Central Iowa sports fans, it's time to dig deep into the world of Iowa State athletics. You're tuned to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Wilson Toyota of Ames, live from Benchwarmer Sports Bar in Ankeny.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Chris Williams, Brent Bloom, and Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome everybody. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Thank you so much for tuning into this evening's Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio program. Big night tonight, a lot to get to, Iowa State related. If you want to come join us, we're going to be hanging out at Benchwarmers watching the Hawks, Iowa and Indiana. They'll have all the TVs cranked up to that, a big game in the Big Ten. Swing on by. Even if you're a Hawk fan, we welcome you here to Benchwarmers in Ankeny. We more the merrier. Just don't talk to Tron Smith because he will not. I know Tron. He doesn't like Hawks, especially when they come in his vicinity here at his favorite Cyclone Bar. How are you, Tron Smith?
I'm doing good. I don't like Hawks. No, here we go. That didn't even sound right. You know, the thing is this, man. I'm concerned about the Hawkeye basketball team.
No, you're not.
No, I'm serious. You know, here's the deal. After they played Iowa State, I had a different respect for the team. You know, there's just a lot of guys. I thought they played well. What happened? You know what? Not just happened to the Hawks. What happened to the Big Ten altogether?
Oh,
what a
man.
Terrible showing by an entire conference.
Oh, he's throwing Wilson Toyota of Ames, Tron Smith. He always has an opinion, and that's why we love him. We're not here to talk Hawks, though, Tron.
I'm just talking basketball in general.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I truly, Chris, thought that Iowa had a chance at being 1-2 in the Big Ten. I truly did. I thought they could put that together.
They've hit some rough water.
The entire conference has hit rough water.
Bloom?
I mean, they are imploding.
Brent Bloom's a big Big Ten basketball fan.
He is.
What's up, Bloomer?
It's good basketball.
It's good basketball.
It's a good conference.
It's a good conference.
Iowa State beat the who's going to win the Big Ten conference because Michigan is going to win the Big Ten conference this year. So the fact that that Iowa State beat them is something to write home about.
But, Iowa at this point is just killing Iowa State's RPI, though.
They're all right. I think Iowa – this is a big game for Iowa, though. You're right.
It's huge game.
It's not like they're going to miss the tournament. But,
no, huge game.
Indiana's feisty, so it'll be something to watch here at the bench.
And it's at Indiana.
Hey, it's anytime we get friends together and watch meaningful basketball, it's a good thing. Again, hockey coming up at 6:45 tonight. Second segment, we're going to have Kirk Holland from Encyclopedia, a good friend of ours. Known Kirk a long time. He wrote a disgruntled column earlier in the week about he gets really annoyed and upset when people call him the stat guy, but that's what he is. I mean, he is a stat guy. So, you know, Kirk basically called sports writers out and threw them under the bus. So we're gonna have a little debate when Kirk comes tonight. It'll be a friendly debate, though. I really like Kirk. I really love his work. If you're not reading him in Cyclopedia, I would highly suggest doing so. Gentlemen, first segment of the program brought to you by our good friends at Mr. B Clothing down there at 86th Street in Clive. Huge sale coming up. Now, Timmy Sitzman, my guy, I mean, this is the most sharp-dressed man you'll ever see in your life is Timmy Sitzman. So he also owns the back room. They got this monster sale going on, 4 days only. It started yesterday. It goes through Saturday where you can find some of Des Moines' finest clothing. It's been gathered and at the back room in Beaverdale. Prices have been slashed like the Toyota Tundra. I mean, this is the sale of the year. Everything in the store is 60 to 80% off. They got dress shirts for like $20. You can get a suit for $120. I mean, this is top-of-the-line stuff, too. So I want to encourage everybody. I'm going down there first thing Saturday morning. I have some time off to the back room. in Beaverdale, 2601 Beaver Avenue. Again, this week only is the back room, 2601 in Beaverdale, Beaver Avenue. So it's a great sale, Tron.
I tell you, for any businessman, I mean, I can speak. I have to wear a shirt and tie, suit, you know, every day.
A suit for $120?
You know, it's hard to find. Yeah. You know, and not just a suit, any suit, a really nice suit. I mean, these guys have great clothes. I've been in that store. The problem with me in that store is, of course, quality products. If you're definitely a businessman, you definitely want to go down to the back room.
Why does a car guy have to wear a suit?
Well, first of all, Bloom, let's get one thing straight. I'm no ordinary car guy.
Well, I know that.
Okay, so the next time you call me a car guy, you know, you're going to need some security.
It's like calling the snap guy.
It's all right. You dress for success, my friend.
Well, maybe I'm missing something.
Let's reflect on last night. Iowa State beats West Virginia 83-66. Clones 22-5 now overall, 10-5 in the Big 12 Conference. I wrote about this last night. The atmosphere in Hilton last night was angry. I mean, that was as raucous of a crowd. That's like Kansas-Iowa levels. I would say it was more intense than even the Michigan game, which is saying something. I don't know if I want to jump on it and say that this is a rivalry between these two schools, as, you know, they've only played four times now. They played four times in basketball. Iowa State 3-1 against West Virginia. But there's clearly bad blood between these two teams, gentlemen. And I just thought last night that was as fun of an atmosphere. I was just talking to a friend who, she attended her first game, Iowa State game last night. She's like, man, it's like a UFC fight out there. Because that's exactly what it was. Bloom, I don't think you were there. I mean, how did it come across on TV? Because I'm giving you firsthand experience here. It was insane. I mean, it just... The people cycling out, everybody brought it, even the 80-year-old guy. I mean, everybody was just ticked off all night long.
Oh, it sounded great, looked great.
Oh.
I think it started with the booing of Aaron Harris, and he went 0-for-5 from three-point land, so it was effective.
Tip of the cap to Monte Morris.
Good job. Monte Morris played some good defense, but there was a little juice in the building. That's a good thing, because it was surprising, because there wasn't as much in the – for Texas and some of the previous Saturday games, but Hilton was battling yesterday. It was a good atmosphere.
Well,
and this team deserves it. They deserve it. They only got one more home game, too, against Oklahoma State.
You know, I think the Mr. Miyagi karate chop.
That helps.
That start. And then he didn't mean to, but I'm saying that whole thing, it kind of brewed. It was like a soap opera. You knew it was coming. There was going to be a lot of animosity.
The Pittsburgh reject chant.
And I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm going to commend you on this, because you asked for it. Two games ago, you put this team, you just called them out and said, listen, you got to play with some intensity.
Yes.
And you have to be a different team. And you know what, Mr. Williams, you asked for it, and you've gotten
it
for the last
two
games. I mean, they're playing urgent basketball as if they're chasing to still make the tournament or something. It's impressive.
When they play like that, they are damn hard to beat. And look at other than Kansas, I thought that they played hard. I thought they played intense basketball in those Kansas games. But, you know, the Texas game, pretty sleepy effort, I thought, down there in Austin. It wasn't terrible, but 18 turnovers,
right.
Very uncharacteristic for that basketball team. Point is, you look at those losses, there are stats and aspects of those games where you go, that's not Iowa State basketball. When they play Iowa State basketball in the way that you've seen them at home the last 2 weeks, darn good things happen, and I think that they can sustain this. I'm not calling for them to go to the Final Four or anything like that, but if they show up and play like they had the last two home games, they didn't do that at TCU, but they were good enough to still get the win. It could be a scary team in March.
And you say, well, they played hard. They were intense. What does that mean from an output standpoint? And I think what you look at is defensively, four straight games now they've held opponents under 40% shooting.
And look at the three-point stat.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I think defense and intensity doesn't always equate to offense, but it always equates to defense. If you're going out challenging shooters, you're getting rebounds, you're making things difficult on their end of the floor, that's where that intensity comes from. And for a while there, in the middle of this Big 12 season, they weren't really good on defense, and it showed, but it's now they're upticked a lot. And defensively, the last four, they've been outstanding. I don't think it's a mystery then why they're 4-0 in that stretch. Offense has never been the problem with this group.
And commend the coaching staff. I mean, anytime you lose a game like they lost the game to West Virginia, there's a lot of tape to go over. It's one thing to be able to watch tape. It's another thing to be able to break it down and correct the things that were wrong. I mean, this coaching staff had these guys ready. They were prepared. Mm-hmm. Everything we saw that was wrong in that first West Virginia game at West Virginia was corrected, and it showed on the court.
And the other thing that helps, West Virginia was missing shots that they made down there. And, I mean, there's still
an
element.
They had a hand in their face. Right,
a little bit, but there's still an element to basketball in general where things have to bounce your way, and it has.
Well, yeah, you go back and watch. There were some wide open shots when they were at West Virginia. It was just the defensive rotation wasn't there. It was a totally different looking basketball
team. Well, it's the same thing, you know, I've been hearing all week talk about Iowa and the Minnesota game. Put a hand in that guy's face, and I don't care where you're playing. It's a heck of a lot harder to hit the three-point shot. And when you – when you look back at that Iowa State, there was no intensity on closeouts. I mean, those guys were wide open, and to their credit, they made the shot. But last night, they were not wide open. I asked Fred Hoiberg after the game if the loss on February 10th could be looked back at now based off of the stat Bloom threw out, the under 40%. I used the three-point stat.
Mm-hmm.
Going into last night, I'm not exactly sure what West Virginia shot, but everybody was 25% or below in the last three games. If it was a blessing in disguise, that loss, and I just really like this quote. He goes, when you get beat by 25, you've got to look in the mirror. And he goes on and talks about some things after that. But the point, that's exactly what they did. He said he made some adjustments. And to the guy's credit, you know, and we talked about it after that basketball game, gentlemen, you can either – you know, you tuck the tail between your legs and you curl up and you get a bad attitude or you get mad about it. And that was you could tell last night, that was who isn't Wichita State? They say play angry. That's like their that's their motto.
Yeah,
with the Shockers. That's what Iowa State did last night. They played angry. And I wouldn't want to play that team in March. The team that showed up against TCU on Saturday, I don't know about that. But that's somewhat to be expected. I think most people expected a little bit of a letdown there. But that was an angry basketball team, and I like that.
You know what I like about this team? I mean, the players on the team. Now, we can always say great things about the coaching staff. But the players on the team, you think about that West Virginia game, the last game. There was no excuses after that game. You interviewed, you hear everybody talking, they just came out right out and said, you know what, we were flat, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. This team just doesn't make excuses. They come out, they get things taken care of, and then you end up with basketball games like the one we got last night, which they showed up. We had the conversation, and this gentleman right here said they had two more losses. Do you still feel the same way?
I mean,
of the last six, you said they would have two?
Yeah, I think Saturday would.
Well, that would be one.
Okay, but I think that the other two, though, I mean, you got to go at Baylor, who
so you still think they'll lose two more games?
I think they could.
No, I said, do you still think they will? You could. You could do anything,
I think that Baylor's 50-50, and I think Oklahoma State is
probably 60-40. No way Oklahoma State. You would hope. I hope that Melvin Edgem doesn't score 80 in that game. Last game in Hilton, that place is going to be electric. It may be one of the loudest the loudest we've ever had in Hilton for Mr. Edgem's last game.
Well,
mark my word, it's going to be emotional that night. I don't think Oklahoma State gets it done.
The Cowboys will beat Kansas on Saturday night, and then we'll see what you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
Just tell me.
Really?
Yes. It's a talented team that now is desperate.
Really?
And they have a lot of confidence.
Wow.
It's a deadly combination.
Bloom, do you agree? The Cowboys beat the Jayhawks Saturday.
That would not shock me at all.
I don't think that
Cowboys
line. What's that line
going to
be like? 3-4?
Yeah, most.
Yeah, chon that.
Listen, this team. There's again. I'll go back to it. It's one thing to have talent. It's another thing to be able to get your talent to perform
the way
you want it to.
But that's what Travis Ford's got going on now. They're all ticked off because of the whole super fan thing down there.
Listen,
I mean, this team, they're playing really, and so is Baylor.
I think
that's
Kansas,
what I say, when you get the talent and
Kansas
they're desperate,
put together,
when you get the talent and the back is against the wall, that's a scary combination. And unfortunately for Iowa State, they've got two of those teams coming.
Yeah, I don't think that.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get to the stat guy. Kirk Holland from Encyclopedia. He's going to join us.
He shakes his head.
Yeah, he's just shaking his head. He's just so mad at me right now. But we're going to have Kirk come on and have a good intellectual conversation for the first time. For the first time! Tron, we've been doing radio together for, what, 4 years now? And I wouldn't say we've ever had an intellectual conversation about that.
But you tried to add Bloom. But
you put Bloom and Holland together, I mean, that's more intelligence than you got in 4 years combined with you and me, especially that Saturday show that we do. I mean, that thing
makes no sense.
Off the charts with stupidity, the predictions that we've thrown out over the years. But now you've
Not here's disagreeing with you over here.
Because now, now you've got Bloom and Howland, and they're actually putting numbers to this, and it just makes us look dumb.
You know, this could be a very interesting segment here. I mean, me and you could be quiet for the next 20 minutes.
We're just going to let the intelligent guys go. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. Remember, we got hockey coming up at 6:45.
My boy Blum. He spells it wrong.
What?
There's a guy named Blum, B-L-U-M, on the Wild. Seriously.
Did people call him Bloom then?
Well, they should, because that's a clear way to say the name, but I don't know what kind of world he's living in.
Good question, because Bloom's popularity is just taking off lately.
Oh, yeah, exactly what it is.
And he's on with Murph and Andy now.
I know, he's
top
big
talk
leagues.
Show in Des Moines. Why do people still call you Brett? I don't understand that. Brent is a very common name. It's not like it's confusing. But that has happened.
Did Murph call you Brett today, actually?
No,
yes, he did.
No, but
I'm confident he did.
But even like on the message board, when people were responding to Blum's column,
Brett Blum.
Over here, they still call him Brett.
Brett Blum.
It just drives me bonkers, and it's not even my name.
Sounds like a rapper.
The best was I was last year on the road and for a football game, and my press credential said Brett Blums. Brett Blums. And that probably came from an Iowa State media relations person who had to put my name on the list, and they couldn't even get it right.
It's Brett Blum.
I have no chance in this life, guys. No chance.
That's just proof. When you're naming your child, stay away from alliteration.
That's right.
We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Benchwarmers in Ankeny here on 1460 KXNO.
You know, Iowa really is all about marketing tools. For more than half a century now, in fact, 60 full years, Iowa really has offered buyers and sellers more to get the job done. IowaRealty.com, the most comprehensive real estate website in Iowa. We have our weekly television show, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on ABC 5 or online. Our quarterly magazine, the Iowa Realty section of the Des Moines Sunday Register, and our revolutionary new Iowa Realty mobile app. From Iowa Realty, Iowa's largest.
Hey there, Cyclone Nation. This is Tron Smith from Wilson Toyota of Ames. Consider this your personal invitation for the greatest car buying experience of your life. Located at 2212 South Duff Avenue in Ames, Wilson Toyota has been proudly serving Iowa Staters for decades, and we're proud to be the official car dealership of CycloneFanatic.com. Stop on in and check out our terrific selection of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Or feel free to give me a call personally at 515-598-2029. Tell us that Cyclone Fanatic sent you, and as always, go Cyclones.
Phillips Floors is proud to support Iowa State Athletics and CycloneFanatic.com, the best site around for talking about Cyclone sports. Phillips Floors is a full-service flooring company that offers professional, high-quality installation of hardwood, ceramic tile, natural stone, carpet, and vinyl floors. Call us today for a free estimate and an in-home consultation in the Indianola area at 515-961-7300 or in Ankeny at 515-964-0454. Visit us on the web today at phillipsfloors.com.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
Hey, welcome back to Benchwarmers here in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota of Ames radio program. Tron Smith, what Toyota did you bring down tonight?
I am in a 2014 Avalon.
Ooh.
And I'm telling
you. Did they redesign that?
Oh, man. This car is this is a young man's car now.
Yeah.
The Avalon used to be for the older. It was like Toyota's answer to the Buick.
Yeah.
Kurt, you may know what I'm talking about, the Buick here.
Yeah.
But this thing is new and improved. It's got a sport mode.
hey,
Kurt Keith.
When are we going to start racing the Avalon?
What do you mean racing? Why would you race an Avalon?
They got the Camry in NASCAR.
Well, that car is a race. It's for a race. Why would you race? Why in the heck?
Soup it up,
race?
Baby.
What do you want to race everything? Why don't we just race a Corolla?
Why not?
Junior drive. Dale Jr.
Why are you bringing up a Chevy for?
He drives a Chevy. What's your deal?
I thought maybe he drove a Toyota.
Come on, Brad Blums. Come on, get it right.
Brett Blum here on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota radio program. Shout out. We got a new sponsor. Just locked this one up today. We're pumped up about this. We all play golf.
Mm-hmm.
Big fans of golf. Golf USA in Ames. Have you ever been in there, Tom?
I'm familiar with the area.
It's right down by Wilson Toyota of Ames there on Duff Avenue. Right there. Actually, the specific address is 1628 South Duff, right off of Highway 30. And I don't know about you guys. I've got the spring fever. I'm obsessed with golf. Right. Actually, this is how dorky I am. I just got a subscription to Golf Digest. I'm just so itching to hit the link. So I need to make it up to Golf USA, a new proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com. They've got drivers. They've got iron sets, everything you need in a golf shop. More importantly, they have Iowa State golf apparel, golf bags. You know, they got the towels. They got everything in there. So if you bring – they actually are doing a cool deal. If you bring a Cyclone Club card in there, if you remember the Cyclone Club, you get 10% off of your purchase. You can see the store for details. But, again, that is Golf USA of Ames, 1628 South Duff Avenue, right there off of Highway 30. Kirk Holland, the Encyclopedia. Welcome to the program. You seem, like, nervous. Are you a little bit worked up?
Brett Blums makes me nervous.
He makes everybody nervous. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks, sir.
You wrote what I found was a very interesting column on Cyclone Fanatic earlier this week, in which you took offense to being called the stat guy. It was a column, so it was on paper, but it seemed like it was written in anger. It seemed like you were like Aaron Harris of West Virginia writing the column about statistics.
Well, I wasn't angry, but, I mean.
Well, what were you?
You still sound a little angry now.
He's more annoyed.
I get pigeonholed, man, and I don't know.
So verbalize this. What do you mean? So, well, let's explain what Encyclopedia is, what your website is. It's you take a very analytical approach to your coverage of Iowa State athletics. What I mean that, it's the numbers. The numbers tell you. They don't tell you everything, but they're a big part of what you do.
Yeah, well, it first started just adding a new element to going back and looking at all the Iowa State stats that I could find. As that kind of developed through basketball and football, then it moved on to doing current-day advanced analytics. And I don't know, I don't even think it's advanced. I just think it's logical. And people just use the same old tried-and-true numbers because that's what they always use, and they're dumb. I don't blame people for citing rebound margin, but I kind of do because you shouldn't be citing rebound margin. It doesn't make any sense.
I love it. All right, well, realistically, there's probably some folks driving around Des Moines right now, and they go, why not? So why not?
Well, why would you cite rebounding margin as a way to say which team rebounded better when the one team likely missed a lot more shots than the other team?
Kind of like the Kansas-Iowa State game.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, I had some feuds with that one. So yeah, that's a good
give me another
example.
Stupid stat that just sticks in your craw.
Well, the big one that I quoted in that article was people talking about Syracuse having a terrible offense because they're like, I don't know, 260th in scoring per game, but they have like the slowest tempo in college basketball. They actually have like the top 20 scoring efficiency on a per possession basis. So
they're like a Todd Licklider team, but good.
They're like a Todd Licklider team that scores.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
They're good. Yeah.
I agree with Kirk on a lot of stuff. Like, Wisconsin's offensive efficiency is good.
Correct.
I'll watch Wisconsin and be like, this is not offense. This is my problem, because I'm with you for like 99% of the time. Offensive efficiency.
You guys need to disagree
it's
here.
It's tough. I don't know. Like Syracuse, I know they're top 20 offensive efficiency, but I look at them, I'm like, that's not a top 20 offense to me. But I don't know what this is, a question or more of a statement. So I'll ask it this way. So if you're looking at one thing, you're from Pluto, and you only get...
That's impossible. Life cannot be sustained in Pluto.
It's not even
a planet. It's a star.
You only get dial-up internet, right? So there's no video service. And you can just look at stats. What's your best stat you're looking at? Is it the polls? Is it the RPIs, the BPIs, the Sagarin? Is it the KenPom index? What's the best gauge of who's the best team in America?
Well, the thing I got into with the whole rankings thing is there's a huge divide that nobody ever talks about. Are we ranking teams by their best resume? Or are we ranking teams by which teams we think are the best?
The best resume is how teams get seeded. It's how the AP poll mostly goes. I mean, I don't trust those guys, but
they don't watch everything.
Correct.
Nor do the coaches. Let's throw them in here too.
I mean, you get their weird.
These are SIDs voting. Don't be naive enough to think that Bob Huggins is filling out that ballot every week. He's not.
Right. I mean, and you get their weird eye tests that they throw in, and who knows what they're doing to figure things out, but. Something like Ken Pomeroy, at least it's straightforward. Well, probably not straightforward. It's a bad word. But
it's bias
quantitative.
There. Yes.
And it makes sense what he's trying to do, whether or not you want to agree with the method or the result.
But, no. Iowa,
yeah.
In the Ken Pomeroy rankings,
that's
is
exactly where I was going.
Eighth.
They're 12th right now.
12th, yeah.
Yet their RPI is 33.
Correct.
How does that add up at all?
Well, RPI is just a measure of wins and losses, and your opponent's wins and losses, and their opponent's wins and losses, and it's weighted for home and away games. Ken Pomeroy, I mean, it has margin of victory factored in. So they've blown out a bunch of teams they should blow out, and they've played really close to teams that they should beat that they don't sometimes. I mean, Iowa State, they're 24th today.
Right.
Because when we played TCU at home, it was a little closer than it should have been. Same with Texas Tech. I haven't really blown anybody out since Northern Illinois. There's been comfortable games. So, I mean, the margin of victory is what's playing into that.
So Ken Pomeroy appreciates showboating and leaving your starters in. I mean, that's a big deal to him, the West Virginia-Iowa State game.
Yeah, he does. And I think it's capped at some point, but I don't know how he does all that.
Interesting stuff.
Now that Poindexter over here has totally confused my brain with the Pluto question. Where were you going, Bloom?
They don't have video service. Pluto.
Style up. Let's just get every week. At least we can follow what you're saying.
No, it is interesting stuff, though, and I think that this is your problem. There's just not enough people out here that understand this, and that's why they come at you with the stat guy thing.
Yeah, well, the analogy I always use is, we're all... We've all been in this country, state for a long time. Someone says go run a mile, you have a good concept of how far a mile is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says go run a kilometer, you're going to have to think about it. Even if you know the conversion, you still have to stop and think, and it's just confusing.
So in your opinion, how much more prevalent will, a KenPom.com or stuff like you do be in 5 years compared to now? Is it just that we're working up to that?
Yeah, I think we're working up to that. I mean, it's just a matter of becoming familiar with what kind of the Mendoza line is for every stat, like rebounding percentage. At what point is offensive rebounding percentage good or bad? I mean, everyone always knew with the rebounding margins, we have more, that's better.
Right.
And then you tell someone they have a 30% offensive rebounding percentage, they say, is that good?
I'm going to ask you a question that Chris and I's normal listeners actually will understand, because the rest of this stuff, we're just not there. None of us are smart enough. But here's my question. Because you don't like being called the stat guy. So me being a big guy, I got one question for you. When someone calls you the stat guy, do you check them? Because that's what I want to know.
No, I'm not very violent.
Come on, man.
No.
That's why they call you the stat guy. I call him Tyreek Bloom because he doesn't stop me.
I'm saving all my checks for when my girls grow older, and I save them for the boys. So that's what I was.
I like that. That's a great answer.
What's the best advanced stat?
I mean, the simple one is points per possession. But otherwise, it's effective field goal percentage.
I was going to go with that one.
Yeah.
What's another stupid stat that you hate? That when somebody uses it, you just roll your eyes. You've already given a couple.
I mean, pretty much anything.
I want to know so that way I don't offend you.
I mean, you offend me anyway. But I mean,
you call him the stat guy.
I mean, all you have to really think about is something that is affected by the tempo of the game. Like Iowa State, everyone is really excited that we scored 70 points or more in every game this year. I'm excited about it, too. It's cool. We're the only ones that have done it. Okay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
But we also have, the 15th fastest tempo in college basketball, so we have more chances to score those 70 points.
Yeah, but what about we're the 15th? What about the 14 below us? The other guys? They're not.
No, that's a fair point. I mean, we have a better offense than the 14 faster teams out of 351.
Yeah, that's good.
We're at least the 15th best offense.
Well, you know.
All right, gentlemen. Kirk Holland from Encyclopedia joining us here on the Cyclone Fanatic Wilson Toyota Radio Show. Want to give a shout-out to our good friend Glenn Waterhouse, glennwaterhouse.com. Get you some insurance, State Farm insurance, that is, the little discount double-check. The best thing is that Glenn Waterhouse is a former Cyclone linebacker, so you can go in there. Again, I've told you this before. But when you go in and visit Glen Waterhouse and you try and get some, or you don't try, you're going to get some quality State Farm insurance, bring up Jim Walden, and Glen will just go off on some great Jim Walden stories. I love it. Every time I see Glen, we end up talking about the good old days, and you can always learn a lot about Iowa State football. So, again, Glen Waterhouse Insurance down there on 86th Street in Johnston. Give them a phone call at 515-223-5566.
This is the hardest question Kirk will get all year. The advanced stats love Creighton. In fact, I think they're number one offensively in effective field goal percentage, yet they're coached by Greg McDermott, whose offenses at Iowa State were less than stellar. Explain how it's possible that Creighton can have the best offense in the nation.
Man, everybody... Nobody can explain what happened to Greg McDermott and Ames. Well, you can kind of make some guesses and say some things here and there, but I don't know what the deal was there. I mean, I think everyone would, reasonable people would determine that he's a good basketball coach, but everybody else, I don't know what happened to him and Ames.
Well, I can give you a good tip.
Who's the better offense than Iowa State or Creighton?
By this year's standards, Creighton. Pretty easily.
Elaborate on that, just for the listeners.
Well, they score more points per possession, so that's
better,
right?
That's it.
Yeah,
but at what point do you factor in strength of schedule, though? Because Iowa State's played a tougher schedule than Creighton.
Yeah, that's a fair point. The Pomeroy ratings, I believe, are adjusted for the scoring on the per-possession basis. Those are adjusted by competition.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the raw points per possession that I calculate, that's just how many possessions have you played, how many points you scored. His, it's adjusted for the teams you've played.
I'm a little confused because you don't like being called the stat guy, but everything you're saying is based on stats.
Well, don't call me a stat guy.
I'm just saying.
Well,
he's a logic guy. I'm saying that's why they call you the stat guy.
Well, the thing is, everybody should be somewhat of a stat guy. I'm not going to go out and like say Iowa State is the best offense in the world. But people say stuff all the time, and it's just like their own observation. It's like anecdotal observations.
But what I'm saying, Kurt, is the things that you are saying you have and punch me if you feel. You have the statistics to back it up, man. You're just saying things that from your statistics show that it's correct. I'm not calling you the stat guy. Well, I'm just simply saying.
And I'm not going to punch you in the face for a bunch of reasons. I'm just saying that you can't call someone a stat guy and go, oh, you can't just look at stats. Like, well, I'm not just looking at stats. I'm like everybody else. I watch games. I write about things other than numbers. Not well, but I do.
You're a good writer.
I've read a lot of your stuff.
I mean that. You do a nice job.
Absolutely.
All right. It's time for five questions. Capital Orthopedics.
Is Kirk going to participate?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is an honor.
Three-man five questions.
You're going to win, Kirk, because you're the guest.
Brought to you by Capital Orthopedics Sports Medicine.
My numbers advantage won't work.
Weekend warrior, high school, college, pro, athlete, it don't matter. You're going to get hurt. At some point, you will get hurt. And our good friends at Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine have 9 board-certified physicians, 12 outreach clinics, going to get you that personalized care that you deserve. Give them a call at 515-440-2676 or visit it on the web at dsmcapitalortho.com. This is one we could debate for like 2 hours. We've got to keep our answers short. We'll let Kirk do it first. I think I know where he's going because he's been tweeting about this. Who's Iowa State's MVP? Most valuable player, not best player.
Yeah, they asked me this from Murphy Annie. I said George Niang. He doesn't do a lot of things that Edgemon Cain can do, but I think without him in the offense takes a considerable hit.
Bloom?
I'll go DeAndre Cain just because of his presence and his leadership ability as well, and the ball's in his hand a lot. Plus, he can help you out like he did yesterday, picking up 11 boards. He's kind of the Swiss watch. I guess it's the
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, Swiss watch.
Swiss
yeah, that
watch.
Too. This, all yeah, the, nice. The Switzerland deal. But no, he can do a little bit of everything, and he can help out.
Shows
in other facets.
A new low.
Yeah. Plus, he's 28 years old.
Tron, who's your MVP?
You know, it's tough for me not to give it to Melvin Edgemon for the simple fact that, yes, he's not. He doesn't do all this flashy stuff, but the guy just shows up game after. He's just consistent. He's been consistent since he got here, and every time you have a conversation about Cyclone basketball, he's the last guy you talk about. But he does it. You know, me and Adam Gray, the sales guy, Cyclone Fanatic, talked about it earlier. we sit here and we talk about all these different statistics and things like that. You know, Mel ends up with 24 points, and no one even knows he scored.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Mr. Consistent.
And you get the point, Tron, because something that a stat doesn't show is just the heart and soul of the program after you lose by 25 to West Virginia. Who's picking the guys up the next day in practice? It's Melvin Edgem. And George is really good at that, too. George is a very positive leader for Iowa State, but he's learned from Melvin around the way. This, I'm telling you guys, he's the heart and soul.
And they say that.
All the kids absolutely. And the coaches will tell you that. If Matt Abdelmassi was on with us right now, he'd tell you that too. And that's why I would go with him. But really, nobody has a wrong answer. I think everybody has a legitimate argument.
You can't measure heart and points per possession, guys.
No, you can't. But a commentator who's around the program on a day-to-day basis absolutely can. Ken Palm. Kansas at Oklahoma State. I already threw it down. Oklahoma State wins this basketball game. Brent, do you agree with me?
Yes.
Kirk?
No.
Why?
Kansas is better. And I don't want Oklahoma State to win.
Okay, it's fair. It's an honest point, Ron.
Kansas wins this game. They're together. It's a bad time to get Kansas. They have a point to prove, and I don't like Oklahoma State. I'm with you, Kirk. I don't like anything about the team.
Bloom gets the point.
Of course, because he sided with you. Right?
Travis Ford is Scott Drew light.
Oh, yeah.
Ish. Scott Drew-ish.
Marcus Smart's going to shoot 45 free throws in that game.
No, he's just not. Wait.
You said that when we played him.
And he almost did.
But dude, shot about four.
Marcus Smart is going to go away in that game. Watch.
He's not going away.
Watch.
And Sean, let's watch the game together.
Smart. Who? Smart versus Nnadi or Thurp?
Yeah.
Who versus Embiid?
Well,
who versus Wiggins?
That's okay. Wiggins. Points per possession.
Yeah. Who's going to go guard the 45-year-old Perry Ellis?
All right, Bloom wins. Oklahoma State wins the basketball game. Kirk, you haven't scored yet. You're being held scoreless.
I'm used to it.
Are you? All right, Texas at Oklahoma. This is a big basketball game for Iowa State.
Huge. I'm giving that to Oklahoma. Am I up?
Yeah, you're up.
I'm giving it to the home team. Oklahoma's big. I think they can play physical. It's going to be a very physical game. I'm going to tell you that right now. But, yeah, I give it to Oklahoma based on home court.
Kirk?
Yeah, Oklahoma at home and their offense. I'm still not sure who's better for us to win. I kind of think Texas, but, I mean, yeah. Who knows? I'll tell you in a week and a half.
Boom.
Oklahoma beat them down there. I don't see any reason why they don't hold serve at home.
Yeah, no, I agree. Kirk will get the point there. Why?
Sympathy point.
Explain
yes.
explain your theory there, because that may have piqued some interest on who do you think's better to win this game for Iowa State.
Well, they won down at Texas, so as far as tiebreakers go,
yeah.
If they beat Texas again, then they're going to have a head-to-head tiebreaker advantage over Iowa State should Oklahoma and Iowa State finish the same record.
Man, we're getting...
But, I mean, Oklahoma could lose to TCU and then everyone forgets about it, so it doesn't matter. I mean, we'll have to see.
All right, Kirk gets the point. It's 1-1-1. Royce White, it sounds like he might be signing a contract with the Sacramento Kings, Bloom.
So excited.
Is Royce going to stick this time?
A 10-day contract is essentially like an audition to be on a Casey's commercial.
But the dude's going to get paid.
Make it to Hollywood. He'll get a
how many games does he play in the NBA this year?
10. Because I don't know. Because they've only got like 30 left. So they're going to audition him for 10 days, see how he does. I'll say he'll play the rest of the season. But that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to make it. Him getting signed this year has nothing to do with the rest of his career. The Kings know that they're not going to be going anywhere. So essentially it helps them tank by trying out a new piece in Royce White.
But what if he does really well?
He could. I don't know if that's the situation that he's going to thrive in, though.
Sacramento, that's the spot, man.
Well, with DeMarcus Cousins, DeCousins and Rudy Gay, there's a lot of uneasiness with that group.
Tron, is this it, or is he going to have a career in the NBA?
It really depends on where the kid's head is. You know, we all know that Royce White is a talent. I mean, the kid he can get it done when he feels like it. It's just mentally getting him in the right mindset. And it's going to take the right coach. It's going to take a Fred Hoiberg type of coach, a guy
who's
that can
the
relate
coach?
To him.
Brendan Malone.
I mean,
oh, thanks.
It's going to be tough for him. I think he'll work out. I'm with you, Bloom. I think he will play through the season.
You know,
he's had to do something to make Sacramento at least want to try him out for 10 days.
I'll say to anybody who will listen, he's an NBA talent. He's an NBA rotation talent if he can just figure it out
mentally
and stay – course, but you just don't know them. I've stopped trying to say he's going to make it because It's all up to him.
My best advice to Royce White, if I had him in front of me right now, I would tell him, listen, all your push for your anxiety, I think it's a great thing, but I think it needs to be done in the off season. If you give me your basketball season where it's just you and basketball, you can do whatever you want in off season. And that's what they need to kind of push him, because I'm not against his stand.
Yeah.
I think if you're standing for a cause, I think it's a good thing. But some coach needs to tell him, listen, during the season, I need you. After the season, me and the rest of the team will stand out and do a parade with you about anxiety. That's what needs to happen.
Kirk, do you have anything else to add to this conversation?
Man, I hope so. I don't know if there's ever been a more fun, entertaining basketball
Agreed.
Player to watch when he was in college. And mm-hmm. the thing about it, and I don't follow the NBA too closely, but, I mean, I think he needs the ball in his hands a lot to be – I mean, think of how he played at Iowa State. And to be able to jump right into that position on an NBA team, it's going to be hard, and I think that's the only way it's really going to work out. But, I mean, I hope so. I love watching him play.
That's the best answer of the night. So we're just going to call it – four questions, and Kirk wins. Five questions, Capital Orthopedic Sports Medicine, your first try.
I'm undefeated like Wichita State.
You are.
Hey, schedule is easier, though.
Why don't you just give Scott Sipker a point since he's standing behind us? I mean, he's here.
Go Bills!
Everybody, thank you for listening. We got to hand it off to the Iowa Wild broadcast team.
Blum scoring three goals tonight.
Yep, Brent Blum. Going to go off tonight for the Iowa Wild. Thanks to Kirk Holland and Cyclopedia for stopping by. Brent Bloom, as always. Tron Smith, Wilson Toyota Vames. We're here at Benchwarmers in Ankeny. Game Watch, 6 o'clock Saturday. Clones, Wildcats, be here.
Jonathan Blum, actually.
So long.